On this positive thinking day, I can be positive that anyone I recommend to hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian will leave knowing they got the best service and they understand what they need to do to hear their best. And he's here now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. We all know someone who seems to bounce back from challenges with a smile, the kind of person who, even when things don't go their way, somehow finds the silver lining. At first, we might think they're just naturally cheerful, but the truth is, positive thinking is a skill, and it can shape our health, our relationships, and even the way we age. When we think positively, our brains are better at handling stress. We stay more engaged socially, and instead of getting stuck on problems, we become more open to finding solutions. And that matters because in life, challenges are inevitable. What changes is how we choose to meet them. Take hearing loss, for example. It's easy to focus on the frustration, missing punchlines, struggling in restaurants, or feeling left out of conversations. And for many people, it's not just frustrating, it's anxiety-provoking. They start to worry about joining group dinners, answering the phone, or even keeping up at work. But a positive outlook shifts the focus, and instead of saying, I can't hear well, it becomes, I can do something about this. And that change in mindset is powerful. I've seen it many times in my own clinic. Someone walks in discouraged, carrying not only the frustration, but also a quiet sense of anxiety. And again, it's an anxiety about what they might be missing or whether help will even make a difference. Sometimes they're convinced nothing will work. But with the right testing, the right care, and a little bit of hope, that anxiety lifts. They leave smiling, often telling me they wish they had taken this step sooner. Positive thinking doesn't erase life's challenges, but it does give us the energy and clarity to face them head on. And when hearing better is part of the equation, the world feels brighter and more connected. So here's the thought I'll leave you with today. Positivity is contagious. When you choose it for yourself, you spread it to the people around you. And if better hearing has been on your mind, maybe this is the positive step you've been waiting for. And at Hearing Aid Source, we'd be happy to walk that path with you.
Well, Edmund, I'm not going to let you run away so quickly. I think that people want to know what to do with hearing aids that aren't working for them, that spend more time in their pocket or in a drawer than in their ears. What do you suggest?
First and foremost, I would say get them out and, you know, dust them off. I would say if you can start wearing them, just kind of revisit what reasons you might have as to why they're not working. And then come meet with us and we can have a conversation and we can kind of see if we can look at finding a solution, the right solution for you. Now, it might just take a small adjustment. It might need a full overhaul and tweak of everything. It just really depends on what equipment you might have and how it might work well for you.
So basically, if anyone listening has hearing aids or knows someone who has a hearing aid, no matter where they purchased it, no matter how long ago, you can think positive today. You can call Edmund Ivazian at Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, make an appointment, take those hearing aids, and find a use for them, perhaps in your own ears, or to donate them to someone who actually can use them and benefit. But you'll know where you stand, because problem solving starts at Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Edmund, your number?
The number is 416-754-4327.
To make things turn around and go in a positive direction, make a call to Edmund Ivazian and his team at Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund. We'll speak again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.